So first of all, just about a little bit about the Christmas totes that we're going to send out to Jan and the kids. Just a reminder that next weekend is the due date, if you will, for getting your tickets, the tickets that everybody picked up, your gifts and everything turned in. And here's an example of one that you just take the stickers that were on the back of your card. Like this one is Mockinson. That was his name. He's a three-year-old. So cute. School supplies, candy, and clothes. And just wrap it up in your little Dylan sack and put it back there. Reminder, I don't have one of the sacks, but the bags that each of the kids is getting is not very big. It's one of those. So if you haven't seen the video, I think you sent it out on the midday or the midweek. Double check that, because this and then another three gifts for Mockinson have to go in that bag. So fairly small. This is kind of a large size, I thought. But anyway, get those and get them on the table in the back if you would. So just a reminder there. And then Michelle had sent out a message about the political unrest and just the gang violence and things like that. That was kind of the holdup with their totes that have finally made it there, but to travel and get them. If there's any kinds of shipments on the roads or anything like that, they'll be looted. And, you know, I think of the Pony Express, you know, coming and taking over and stealing whatever it is that they might have. So right now, if we could just pray over that delivery, that God would supernaturally intervene and get it through. So, dear Heavenly Father, we just bring Jan and Christopher's hope and the workers and children there before you, Lord. We just pray for safe passage for the current shipment that's out there of the totes. We just pray that that you would cloak those, cloak that delivery as it moves from the port to the orphanage, and keep those that are going and retrieving this stuff, keep them safe, Lord. Give them divine knowledge of the way to go and when to go and how to go and what to say and what to do, Lord. We just pray that there would be helpers along the way, whether that be a person or the weather, because we know how the weather can influence. If it's really bad weather and raining, then the gang's going to stay inside. We just pray for your intervention through that, Lord. Just thank you for this blessing, and we just stand with you that this blessing will get through to Jan, to the kids, to the employees there. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. In your holy son's name we pray. Amen.